The latest data show that fewer babies are being born in Hawaii. That follows a national trend of declining birth rates. The number of babies being born today has numerous effects 20 years from now. Fewer babies means fewer workers in the future, which means fewer people paying taxes when older generations start to retire. But for those who deliver babies for a living, the impact of the declining birth rate is already being felt.
Personally, I have had to find a second job.
That's an Oahu-based neonatal nurse. We're not using her real name because she's not authorized to speak on behalf of the hospital. She says there was a pretty typical increase in births around the end-of-year holidays, but then...
January came, census started to go down a little bit, which is normal. Usually the census goes down a little bit after the holidays. February, it kept going down. So since February of this year, 2019, I have been getting maybe on average 3 to 4 shifts a month.
That's compared to 3 to 4 shifts a week in previous years. The local nurses union says it is seeing fewer babies at some facilities, but has no way of tying that to the statewide birth rate. Still, it does fit the broader trend.
We have seen Hawaii's birth rate has been declining in the last 10 years.
Eugene Tian is the chief economist for the state of Hawaii. Data from the National Center for Health Statistics shows Hawaii's birth rate has declined more than 10% since 2008. Tian says that's because there are fewer women of childbearing age, and those women who can give birth are each having fewer children than in previous generations.
The two decreases make Hawaii a population decrease. And this trend will continue according to our projection into the next 20 years.
A shrinking population carries potentially significant economic consequences, but also opportunities. We'll have more on that tomorrow. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.